free energy, and the consequences. At this same Zurich conference, Dr. Brian O'Leary revealed a wealth of information suggesting free energy devices have been invented again and again, but are invariably suppressed by corporate power brokers. According to the Institute for New Energy, as of 1997, the U.S. Patent Office has classified over 3,000 patent devices or applications under the Secrecy Order, Title 35, U.S. Code 1952, Sections 181 to 188. The Federation of American Scientists revealed that by the end of fiscal year 2010, this number had ballooned to 5,135 inventions and included review and possible restriction on any solar cell with greater than 20% efficiency or any power system that is more than 70 to 80% efficient at converting energy. According to Dr. O'Leary, some researchers are bought off and their discoveries put on a shelf. Others are threatened into submission, while others die under strange circumstances. Dr. O'Leary then brought me up on stage for a panel discussion, and he mentioned how Dr. Stefan Marinov, the head of the European Free Energy Movement, allegedly jumped to his death from the 10th story of the library building at the University of Graz in Austria. Marinov flew out of the window backward as if he had been shoved. And according to Dr. O'Leary, he left no suicide note, and he was one of the most positive, highly spirited persons I've ever met. O'Leary also mentioned Dr. Eugene Malov, arguably the world's leading figure in alternative energy research, during this same time. Overwhelmed with emotion, I actually burst into tears on stage in front of this 400-person audience while I discussed my own personal experience with Dr. Malov. I'm sure you could have measured a huge electrical surge in the plants that were around me on stage when this happened. Dr. Malov started out as the head science writer for Massachusetts Institute of Technology's own journal. Malov claimed he was ordered to suppress research into cold fusion, during which they had gotten positive results suggesting free energy was being generated from the reaction. From there, he quit his job and went on to start Infinite Energy magazine, and became arguably the top coordinator, publisher, and liaison for alternative energy inventors worldwide. On May 15, 2004, I was a featured guest on an episode of Coast to Coast, the largest nighttime talk radio program in the United States, with Art Bell and Richard Hoagland. I found out a few days before airtime that Dr. Malov was going to come on as our surprise special guest. We were about to make a stunning announcement. Hoagland and Malov were going to visit Washington, D.C. the following week and bring along a working tabletop free energy device. This device apparently would begin spinning by simply being stared at and did not use any conventional power source. I wasn't sure how it worked, but it sounded fascinating. And I knew such things were theoretically possible from the source field investigations I had been doing already. Hoagland had lined up meetings with various senators and congressmen to demonstrate the device and push for these breakthroughs to be released to the public for study and commercial application. Less than 24 hours before we were about to go live on the air, Dr. Malov was bludgeoned to death outside his parents' home. I found it quite suspicious that this happened right before the announcement to the public of Dr. Malov's secret device and of his imminent political mission to Capitol Hill. Certain groups do appear to have a serious vested interest in suppressing the source field investigations. I am aware that any discussion of these issues invariably gets you labeled as a paranoid nutcase. But the events surrounding the death of Dr. Malov have made it much more personal for me. Regardless of the skepticism, sarcasm, ridicule, humiliation, and threats that may be associated with the source field investigations, there is real truth to be found. hard science you need to know today to help make a brighter future for everyone. And best of all, these discoveries are very positive, ultimately proving that most people's idea of a loving God is, in fact, alive and well.